This week, Republicans from across the country will gather in Cleveland for the party's national convention and to rally around presumptive party nominee Donald Trump. One member of Congress who has endorsed Trump says that he'd welcome the chance to talk with the campaign about how they'll shape their food and agriculture policy. House Agriculture Committee Chair Mike Conaway of Texas says he's talked with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who is leading Trump's transition committee, but he has yet to speak with Trump himself. If and when that conversation takes place, Conaway says he wants to make sure any potential policy changes keep food costs in mind.
The current policy is delivering to the American consumer the most abundant, affordable, and safest food survivor supply in the developed world. That on average, 9.8% of the disposable income is spent on food. That's the lowest in the developed world. So it's working to deliver the goods. And any changes or any differences in policies that we might move forward to ought to be measured against that rubric, and that is, what does it do to the cost of food?
Conaway says that line of thinking should go beyond just the presidential campaign and into the development of the next farm bill.
If we raise that cost to them arbitrarily, capriciously, because of something we've done that doesn't get them more food, that doesn't get them better quality food, all those kind of things, then shame on us for doing this. So that's going to be the conversation I'll have, not only with the Trump campaign, but with the American people in 2017 and 18 as we develop the new farm bill in 18.
As part of the talks with the Trump campaign, Conaway says he hopes to be able to better explain the benefits of trade, particularly the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
And I think that's one of the conversations we'll have, is explaining cotton, explaining soy, explaining all these products that we grow in abundance here in America and we export. And if we didn't have export markets for those particular products, that it would be detrimental to the overall economy. I don't think Trump is not in favor of trade. He understands. He's a trader by nature. But he wants it to be fair, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to make sure he knows the value that trade is to production agriculture and why it's important for America, because we grow such abundant crops and certain things that we've got to be able to sell that to the rest of the world.
Trump has spoken strongly against the deal, saying he would prefer to negotiate bilateral trade agreements. The convention wraps up on Thursday. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.